theme in our first reading in our gospel today is the theme of humility. Humility is what we call the queen of virtues. It's the most important of the human virtues because it's the foundation of all other virtues. And the opposite of humility would be pride. And pride is the deadliest of all sins. And all sin has at a certain level in it the sin of pride built in. And so what are we talking about with humility and with pride? Well, pride is when we place ourselves as the center of the universe. Like we commit an action and it might be wrong, but we say, well, because I say it's right, it's right. We make ourselves the center of truth when we're not. You know, we place our own desires as being central rather than what should be at the center. So pride is when we place ourselves beyond where we should be. Sometimes we place ourselves above others. We place ourselves above God. We place ourselves above the truth. We place ourselves above everything else. That's pride. So every sin has pride built into it because we violate the laws of the natural order. And we place ourselves in our own desires as being first and foremost. So humility is the opposing virtue. Humility is rooted in truth. And it's the foundation of the entire spiritual life. Nothing that we do can be pleasing to God without humility. And so humility is rooted in truth, where we recognize that God is God and we're not. That God is the source of truth. That there's a moral order beyond us. That our desires are not what's most important. And so humility is rooted in seeing the truth of who God is and the natural order around us. So St. Bernard of Clairvaux says that humility is the virtue by which a man knows himself as he truly is. Meaning the recognition that we are created by God and we would not even exist if God had not brought us into existence. At every moment, God is holding us in existence. And if he were to pull away for an instant, we would cease to exist. So everything that we have, everything that we are, comes from God. We are in constant need of his grace. And without him, we are often prone to sin. And so we're dependent upon him at every moment. Humility recognizes that. So without humility, nothing that we can do can be pleasing to God. Everything that we do out of pride is offensive to God. Even actions that might look good on the outside, if they're rooted in pride, are not pleasing to God. You know, what are some examples? Well, if we give alms, so let's say we give money to charity, but if we do it just because it makes us feel good, or because we feel guilty about the condition the person's in, or if we do it so that other people look at us and say, oh, he's a good person, well, we have our reward, and that's not pleasing to God. You know, that's done out of selfishness, and it just builds up our own ego. The action itself might look good, giving alms, but the intention is pride. Someone could donate millions of dollars to build the wing of a hospital. Very generous action. But if they do it just for the PR or to get their name or their corporate name written on there for their own motives, that's pride. That's not pleasing to God. That's done for their own selfish motives. You know, some people come to church just to impress others, that others say, look at how holy this person is. Or they want to put up this facade of being a good person, and it's all just a show. You know, that's not pleasing to God. Sometimes people can come to church and think that they're better than others because we come to church and look at those other people who don't come to church. That's pride. We should come to church recognizing we need to be here. We're here because we need the grace of Christ. And so all these attitudes, if our whatever our actions are, if they have a self-centered motive, if they're motivated by pride, they're not pleasing to God. And someone who's prideful is very difficult to get along with. Someone who always thinks they're right, someone who always does things for their own purpose or always has an ulterior motive, if we have someone like that in our families, it's hard to deal with them. It's hard to deal with a coworker like that. A humble person is very easy to deal with. They're authentic and they're rooted in the truth. So how do we know if we have pride within ourselves or if we're a humble person? Well, first, if we think that we're humble, if we think we've mastered that virtue and we've got it all down, then you're not. That's rooted in pride. You know, if we think we've mastered it, we probably haven't taken the first step in terms of what humility really requires. So here are some things we can ask ourselves, and you can brainstorm other things. But if we're often concerned what other people think of us, if that's a big deal, if we're constantly thinking, what does this person think of me? Or if we're doing things to make ourselves look good in other people's eyes, that's pride. All of those actions are rooted in pride. And that means we're far too concerned with our own image. A humble person is going to be concerned with only how we look in God's eyes and nothing more. If we're disturbed when someone else has a negative opinion of us, that's pride. A humble person is going to realize that, well, we've sinned. We've committed all sorts of evil. Maybe we deserve to have a negative opinion of us. How someone reacts who's prideful versus humble is going to be very different in that situation. What about when someone corrects us? Think about the last time someone corrected you, whether it was a coworker or a spouse. How did you react? If in your heart you were offended, if we easily get offended when others correct us, that means we're prideful. We have too much pride within us. If we appreciate the correction and deep down are thankful that this person has corrected us and shown us a better way, that's the attitude of a humble person. A humble person will appreciate the correction through which they can improve themselves. So how do we act when others correct us? In our relationships, if there's tension within our relationships, do we blame others? Is that our first thought, is to blame others, to blame our spouse, or to blame our coworker, to blame our neighbor? Or do we first look to ourselves and say, is there something within me that's causing this tension? A prideful person will instantly look at others and will never look at themselves. A humble person will first look at themselves to find fault. Imagine how much healthier our relationships would be if everyone looked at themselves to find fault instead of finding fault with others. In terms of our religious devotion, if we pick and choose which teachings of the church we want to believe and adhere to when it comes to the official doctrine of the church, the infallible teachings, or the authentic moral teachings of the magisterium, do we pick and choose those teachings? Do we say, I'm going to abide by this teaching, but oh, the contraception thing, I'm going to throw that one out? A prideful person will pick and choose which teachings to believe. A humble person will accept them all. Our moral teachings, taught by the church, do not come from the church. They're taught by God. And so a prideful person will sit in judgment of God's teachings and decide for themselves what to believe and what not to believe. Whereas a humble person will say, Lord, I will do what you ask of me. So what is our attitude when it comes to accepting the teachings that God gives us through the church? When it comes to the sacrament of confession, a humble person will confess their sins frequently. And by going to confession, that builds humility. They learn to admit when they're wrong and seek forgiveness. A prideful person doesn't want to go. They'll say, I'll just confess my sins to God. I'm not confessing my sins to a priest. I'm not going to do what God told me to do. That's pride. A humble person will go to the sacrament frequently. A person who thinks that they deserve heaven or that they can earn heaven, that they're entitled to it, that's prideful. Every one of us deserves hell because of our actions. That's who we truly are and what we deserve. A humble person will realize that and will realize that if we attain salvation, it's entirely a gift of God. So we could go on and on, but that's just a list of things to get us thinking. And all of us have pride in our lives. None of us are perfect. But it's important for us to look internally and find those areas where we're prideful and build humility. The good news is humility is a virtue, and like any virtue, you can build it up through habits and through actions. And so I'm going to throw out two suggestions to build humility. The first is a meditation. Take this to prayer again and again each day over the course of the next week. Where would you be without Jesus Christ? If you had to bear the full weight of the guilt of every sin that you have committed from the moment you were born until now, if you receive no forgiveness, if Christ never died on the cross, if there is no baptism, no Eucharist, where would you be on your own merits? If we didn't have any of the guidance of the teachings of the church, in how many different ways would we sin? In how many ways would we go astray? Take that as a meditation, and it'll build humility, and it'll build an appreciation for just how much we are dependent upon Jesus Christ. So first suggestion is take that meditation. Where would we be without Christ? And second is actions. Actions build virtues. Look for small things that you don't like to do and do them willingly, and do them in secret without anyone noticing. If there's something you just really don't like to do, some task that you just put off, do it. Do it willingly, do it lovingly, where no one sees it. Small actions with great love build humility. So our challenge today is to look within ourselves, find the pride, root it out, confess it, and build the virtue of humility.